Today, at this moment, any of your children can receive whatever blessing you want. This is a quote from Avyakt Murli of November 4th, 2001. And the Supreme Source goes on to say, you have to repeatedly remember this blessing in your heart in your Karma Yogi stage. So even though the Divine Source is saying something in November 2001, it applies today. Right here, right now, any of us can receive whatever blessing we desire. Today, at this moment, any of you children can receive whatever blessing you want. If you think about this, this is a very generous offer by the Divine Source. We should definitely take them up on it. Before we even think about asking for a blessing, let's approach it without limitations. Instead of asking for something specific or material, like a better job, because in my opinion, material requests are beyond God's jurisdiction. The Divine's role is about something much deeper. So after we receive the blessing, now we would need to nurture it, right? Because you have to repeatedly remember this blessing in your heart, in your Karma Yogi stage. That was what was said. So we would have to nurture it. And to nurture this blessing, we need to keep it alive in our hearts and minds. Don't get discouraged. Trust that you have already received it. It's also another very important thing is that you have to verbalize the blessing. Say it aloud or to yourself. By doing this, you anchor the blessing in your consciousness and make it a part of your reality. When you speak your blessing, you're reinforcing your intention and aligning your spirit with the energy of receiving. But it doesn't stop there. It's equally important to see ourselves living the blessing every day. As mentioned in the Murli, you have to repeatedly remember this blessing in your heart in your Karma Yogi stage. Karma Yoga is the practice of action performed with awareness of God or any kind of higher awareness. So picture yourself walking with this blessing, feeling its presence in your life, and letting it influence how you interact with others and the world around you. Now, here's where science and spirituality meet. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, is a key part of this process. When you repeatedly visualize your blessing and imagine yourself in situations where it's active, you're actually rewiring your brain to recognize and embrace this new reality. But this process isn't just about the brain. It applies to spiritual things as well, like you, the soul. As we visualize and embody the blessings, we are also engaging in a spiritual transformation. This practice helps us align more closely with the divine qualities we wish to embody, such as love, peace, patience, compassion. By consciously focusing on the blessing, we move beyond old patterns of thinking and behaving and stepping into a higher state of being. Let's face it. We all worry about the future from time to time. What might happen? What could go wrong? It's a trap we easily fall into. But instead of letting these worries take over, let's try something different. Let's redirect that energy toward feeling the presence of the blessing in our lives in the future with this powerful exercise. So we are reimagining the future. Step one, take a moment to think about a future interaction you're anticipating. Maybe it's a meeting at work, a conversation with a loved one, or even a challenging situation you're concerned about. Now, step two, visualize yourself in that scenario. See yourself embodying the blessing you received. Whether it's purity, love, compassion, wisdom, or another quality, balance, anything, right? Imagine how this blessing changes the way you act and respond. Feel the transformation. Notice how this blessing influences your behavior and the reactions of others around you. How does it feel to walk with this blessing, to speak and act from a place of divine presence? That was the third step. And now the fourth step. Repeat this exercise regularly. By consistently envisioning ourselves in different situations, embodying our blessing, we strengthen our new neural pathways and deepen our spiritual alignment. Remind yourself daily of this divine gift and trust that it will manifest in the right way and time. The blessings from the divine source, God, are always aligned with our highest good. So with gratitude for your listening to this, Om Shanti, I am peace.